Got
Okay,
it.
so before we begin, just to welcome everybody and to wish everybody a Gemar Tov. The previous shiur was 2 weeks ago, was a topic on Minyanei Rosh Hashanah. Only a few people were on because due to Zoom security, they had disabled the original meeting number. So to anybody who was not able to connect, which was everybody in the beginning, once we figured out what happened, we picked another number and I tried to alert some people. It was a little bit of chavra chavra islay. And I want to thank Leon Well, who was, I guess, the first connection, and his granddaughter, who was, very technologically impressive under fire. So we were able to get to a few people, but we unfortunately, we're not able to get to the larger group. So whoever wasted their time that evening, and felt some frustration, my apologies. Again, certainly wasn't intended. For the moment, this is the number. We have to switch, apparently. That's all part of Zoom security. But for now, I think this is our last year before we pick up after Yontif. Is that right? I think so. So I'll let if after Yontif, I'll let you know. Actually, the first one after Yontif, I may be flying because I'm coming back. What that's a Monday night, so it might be. We'll be in touch. We'll figure out the schedule. I'll be in touch with Zev, and we'll let everybody know exactly what the schedule is. Okay, so for tonight, I thought we would do a topic on Yom Kippur and Inyanei Tshuva. Typically, that's what we do, Bein Kesel Yasar. What I thought we'd do tonight is speak about Tshuva, and particularly the unique part of Tshuva on Yom Kippur as expressed in two different institutions. One, the Seira Mishtaleach, and the other, Itzu Moshe Yom. These are massive topics. People are just, getting over the Tzom, so I won't keep you for too long, but at least I want to touch on and present a perspective which I think is important to understand these halachos and therefore as preparation for the upcoming Yom Kippur, which is we're in the aftermath, of course, of Rosh Hashanah, just begun the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We're moving forward in that. And therefore, this is an important topic. Let me begin by highlighting some of the issues that I want to address. So even though the first page in the Mar Makomos is earlier Makoros, the Mishnah and the Gemara, I really want to start with the formulation of the Rambam. So let's turn for a moment to page, actually I have the right page numbers tonight. So page 3, okay? Page 3 of 5. And let's start with the famous Rambam in line 3. Okay. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, formulates the mitzvah of Tshuva. And this is Aseret Yemei Tshuva, right? And therefore it's incumbent, upon us. The Rambam wrote Hilchos Tshuva, basically it's a magnificent expression of his own virtuosity. There is no Hilchos Tshuva in Shas. There's no Masechet, with Mishnayos. Can everybody hear me? I'm hearing an echo, but everybody can hear?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay,
Yes,
good.
we hear.
Okay, great. If there's a problem, just signal me. I'm actually wearing a microphone to try to make the sound clearer and more stable. Hopefully that'll help. Okay, so the Rambam, actually, it's just important to realize and to appreciate that Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam, is a testament to the Rambam's, global, reorganization, resystemization of the halacha. Of course, there's Hilchos Chametz Matzah, there's Masechet Psachim, the Mishnayos and the Gemaras. And there is, even Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Hilchos Shofar and Sukkah and Lulav. But Hilchos Tshuva, you know, there's no Mishnayos, and the relevant Gemaras are strewn throughout Shas. And therefore the Rambam's ability to formulate a cohesive Hilchos Tshuva, 10 chapters worth, is really an example, one of many, of his extraordinary control, but also how he uses his the structure that he invented in the Arach HaZaka and Mishnah Torah, how he uses that in order not only to organize and convey in an efficient way the halachos, but to conceptually frame, you know, and to convey critical themes and messages through that organization. That's very important to know. The more the Rambam is on his own, as he is almost mitchila v'yadzov when it comes to Hilchos Tshuva, the more his personal imprimatur, his personal stamp, is important. So, by the way, it's just, I said our Seres Yemei Tshuva, you know, some people have the minug, since our 10 prakim of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, to learn a parak every single day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's a good thing to do. You get the full sweep of the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam put Hilchos Tshuva in the very end of Sefer Mada. It's the culmination of Sefer Mada, and it is the transition to Sefer Ava. The last thing the Rambam speaks about in Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva actually is Avas Hashem. It's where he has his famous formulation of Avas Hashem as a kind of obsession, a good obsession. You know, where a person, you know, eats and sleeps and drinks almost like, you know, he's so preoccupied that he can think of nothing else other than his devotion for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's a transition into the next Sefer, Sefer Ava, which begins Ma'ahavti Torah Secha, Kol Hayom Yishichasi. So again, it's sort of, the Rambam's organization is amazing. But the C, if you will, Sin Yud Aleph, the culmination of Sefer Mada, which begins with Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, is with Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam saw Hilchos Tshuva not merely as a collection of halachos that are strewn throughout Shas that he was going to efficiently organize to teach you how to do this particular mitzvah. He understood the mitzvah of Tshuva as the culmination of Sefer Mada, meaning as the bookend to Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. Because how you do Tshuva, how you square your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is of extreme consequence. It's not just a technicality, you know, like how do you do this mitzvah, how do you do that? Those are usually not technicalities either. But how you neutralize the alienation that you feel and the betrayal that you are responsible for in this most critical of all relationships is not, you know, just a protocol. It is, by definition, something that goes to the core of what Yadus, what man is about, purpose in life is about, and what the halacha and Yadus is about. So Hilchos Tshuva and the weight, the effort that the Rambam put into it, the investment of mental energy to formulate it the way that he did, and to formulate it and to, you know, basically structure it as the conclusion of Sefer Mada, you know, and the beginning of Sefer Ava, all of that highlights that Hilchos Tshuva is an avoda. It's really the broadest kind of statement about priorities and purpose, you know, and so on. And therefore, the way that the Rambam begins and the way that he ends and everything in between is very crucial. So the Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva famously, doesn't disappoint, by formulating a very singular perspective on Tshuva. And this is a topic that we have discussed in previous years. The Rambam basically presents not only Tshuva, but especially accentuates vidui, confession, as the linchpin of Tshuva. And that is reflected in his koteret, in the introduction, in other words, as well as in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph going forward, and in Sefer HaMitzvos as well. And this is a chiddush of the Rambam, that vidui isn't just a way of doing tshuva, but that vidui is incorporated into the mitzvah itself. And this is how the Rambam begins, Halacha Aleph. Kol Mitzvos Shebet Torah, this is on page 3, line 5, line 3, line 5, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Vichos Tshuva, Komitz Shebet Torah Ben Aseh, Ben Lo Saseh, Im Avar Adam Alachas Mehen, if a person violates any of them, Ben Bezodom Ben Bishkaga, Kishe Yaseh Tshuva V'yoshev Mechato, Chayv Lizvados, Lifnei Kel Baruchu. That when, the Rambam doesn't speak about the obligation to do tshuva, but the Rambam assumes tshuva is a given, and says that when you do tshuva, kishe yase tshuva, v'yashuv mechato, and he turns his back on his transgression, or returns from being in an alienated state of transgression, chayav lehitvadot lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu, he's obligated to confess in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, shenemar isho isha, ki yasu v'hisvadu et chatatam, asher asu ze vidui dvarim. And then he adds, if you haven't missed it, if in case you missed it, vidui ze mitzvah saseh. Then he goes on and explains, ketzad mizvadin, omer, ona hashem, chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha, asisi kach v'kach, vari nechamti uboshti b'masai, ole chozo v'davar ze, zehui koreshal vidui, kolamar b'lizvadu samarech, b'inyan ze arezu v'shubach, like it says Mitzrayim, you know, it's very clear that the Rambam puts a great premium on vidui. This, of course, triggered all sorts of discussions. That's not our topic this evening. And I say we've had the opportunity to discuss this extensively in years past. What is it that vidui brings to the table of tshuva? But this is the Rambam's view. Then the Rambam expands a little bit and tries to integrate this notion of vidui with the institutions, the other institutions that are connected to kapara, karbonos, ritzui, etc. So he says, v'chein balei chatos v'ashamos, v'eishem v'vien karbonoseim al shigason o al zedonon, ein miskaper lehem b'karbonam ad shiyasu tshuva, v'yisvadu vidui dvarim. So the Rambam says the kapara that is brought about by karbonos also requires that there be a vidui. The onshim that also bring kapara, ein miskaper lehem b'misasan o b'lekiyasan ad shiyasu tshuva yizvadu. They too require tshuva ben vidui. Even tashlumim, tashlumei damim, it seems very different than onshim or karbanos, v'chein achova b'chaver v'mazik mamono, afa pishri shalim lo, mashu chayiv lo, eino miskaper ad shizvade, v'yashuv milasos kazeli olam, shenemar mikol chatos ha'adam. Again, here the Rambam flips the order. Previously says, talks about tshuva and vidui. Here he talks about vidui and tshuva. But the Ram basically says that vidui and tshuva, or tshuva and vidui, must accompany all of the mechaprim. So basically, if you had to characterize halacha aleph for the Rambam, perek aleph halacha aleph v'chus tshuva, it's basically the chiddush of the role of vidui in tshuva, and then an expansion from there. The seifa, I would say, is just to explain that this component of vidui as a mechanism of tshuva is also a prerequisite for other kaparas. The kapara directly of tshuva for sure, even the kaparas of karbanos, of onshim, and of tashlumin. They too require tshuva and vidui. That's halacha aleph of the Rambam. What's fascinating is that when you turn and you transition into halacha beis, in halacha beis, the Rambam speaks about the Siram Mishtaleach. This is the main halacha that I want to discuss this evening. The Rambam says that Siram Mishtaleach Lefishu kaparal kol Yisrael, because the Sir Mishtaleach brings about a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, Kohen Gadol mizvade alav. The Kohen Gadol is the one who articulates the vidui. Al Lashon kol Yisrael. And he does this in the name of all of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, v'yisvade alav, es kol avonos b'nei Yisrael. So, this is something that troubled some of the Mefarshim. The Rambam speaking about Tshuva and Vidui. Is this just a continuation? And if not, what is this doing here? The Rambam begins not with the need for Vidui, when he talks about the Sira Mishtaleach, but the first thing that he talks about is who does the Vidui? Why is that the place to start if this is a continuation of what came previously? Now, if the Rambam is trying to tell us that Vidui is the key to Tshuva, Vidui and Tshuva are also critical to Karbanos, Onshim, and even Damim, Tashlumei Damim. So then the next halacha, the Sira Mishtaleach, should emphasize the requirement of Vidui. Instead, the Rambam's emphasis is not on that requirement, but on identifying who is the Mizvada and how it is done. Right, lefishu kapara kohen gadol mizvade al lishon kol Yisrael. Then the Rambam goes on to speak about details of the Sira Mishtaleach, which on the surface are completely a departure from what he has been speaking about previously. Previously, he's talking about Tshuva and Vidui. Now he says Sira Mishtaleach mechaper al kol averos shebetorah hakalos v'chamuros. The Sira Mishtaleach atones for all the different averus of the Torah, kalos and chamuros. We'll see what that means in a minute. Bein shavar bezadon, bein shavar b'shkaga, whether you violated them intentionally or accidentally. Bein shehodalo, bein shelo hodalo, whether he knows about it after the fact or not. Hakol miskaper b'sira mishtaleach. V'hu sheyase Tshuva, as long as he did tshuva. So again, it sounds like this is an excursus about who does this. It sounds like an excursus about Sira Mishtaleach in its own right, right? Who does the vidui, you know, the form of the vidui, and now what is the scope of the Sira Mishtaleach to be mechaper on avonos? Which avonos? V'husha asa tshuva sounds like, not I wouldn't say an afterthought, but basically, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says the kapara of korban and onesh and damim doesn't work unless it's accompanied by vidui and tshuva. It's clear that he only is discussing those institutions because of the role that vidui and tshuva play. But when it comes to the Sira Mishtaleach, he adds v'husha asa tshuva. Right, but it sounds like a detail in the Sira Mishtaleach. It's not the reason for halacha base. And that's tamua. What is, why all of a sudden is the Rambam disrupting or interrupting his presentation of Tshuva and Vidui, although of course there is an overlap, with the details of the Sira Mishtaleach as we've discussed. Moreover, and maybe this is the answer, we'll discuss in a minute, then the Rambam says, avalim lo asa tshuva, without tshuva, or in the absence of tshuva, eina sa'ir mechaper lo, ela al hakalos. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that vidui and tshuva are indispensable. Right? Not only for tshuva alone, but even for tshuva, or even for kapara, al yidei dvarim acherim. At least you might have thought that that's what Halacha Beis is all about. Although why isn't it integrated into Halacha Aleph? And why does he, you know, seem to give so many details about the Sira Mishtaleach as a standalone? Who and how, and the fact that it's Mechaper al-Kol ha-Averos, why is that relevant here? So at least you might have thought, you know, because it wants to tell you that here also you need Vidui and Tshuva. But then the Rambam says that when it comes to Kalos, we'll get to what that means in a minute, actually you don't need Tshuva. So is it here because it's an exception to what he wrote in Halacha Aleph? In which case, it's strange that he doesn't justify it. Or is this another detail about the Sira Mishtaleach? In which case, again, it's reinforcing our impression that the Rambam, for some reason, is interrupting the main emphasis on Bidui and Tshuva to speak about Sira Mishtaleach. Why wouldn't he speak about Sira Mishtaleach mostly in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim? Why is it getting so much press? Right, it's the second thing that he's talking about. It doesn't just seem to be an example of the Seifa of Halacha Aleph. So what is going on? And some Achronim ask this question, emphasize different points, but some of them are trouble. If you look actually in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalad, and in Perek Dalad Halacha Beis, the Rambam of course speaks about the Sira Mishtaleach. But what's fascinating is that there, he does not speak about the power of the Sira Mishtaleach to be mechaper on all averos, nor does he mention, you know, in the form of a justification, the Kohen Gadol's role in the vidui and the form of the vidui al lashon kol Yisrael. And he certainly doesn't discuss, you know, whether you need tshuva, for what do you need tshuva. All of these details that Rambam develops only here in Hilchos Tshuva. In all he has in Avodas Yom Kippurim, in those two places, is the role that the Sira Mishtaleach plays in the Seder Hayom. Twice, in two different ways, the Rambam enumerates the order of the Avoda. You know, he talks about the Shem Hashem, the Shemos in the Vidui, and the Ishtachavoya, you know, in the order of things. He mentions the Mishtaleach. But he doesn't talk about the Kapara, doesn't talk about the tshuva, doesn't make the distinction between kalos and chamuros. All of that is only in Hilchos Tshuva. Why not deal with it in order to make it Purim? More to the point, why isn't this a distraction and an interruption to the main focus on vidui and tshuva in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, which the Rambam gets back to? Then just to round up, before I'm going to go back and also highlight what's unique in the Rambam, in the halacha itself, the content. The Rambam explains what are kalos and chamuros. This part is pretty straightforward. Mahin kalos and mahin chamuros. Hachamuros, hein shechayavin aleim misas bezin o kares. Chamuros are things that trigger a death penalty, whether it's chayav misas bezin o kares. And, this is fascinating, this is in the Rambam's Chiddush, this is in the Mishnayos and the Gemara. Ushvuas shava sheker, afal pi she'em hem kares, arehem in achamuros. Shvuas sheker v'shav are considered chamuros. Shar mitzvah lo saseh, u mitzvah saseh she'em behem kares, hem akalos. Okay. So it should be known that this Rambam, so far I've tried to portray that there's a that it's very intriguing that the Rambam gives so much detail, so much emphasis to the Sira Mishtaleach in Hilchos Tshuva and not in the Avodas Yom Kippurim. And that his presentation, even when it seems to overlap with the end of Halacha Aleph, differs from it in significant ways, as if to say again that this is the place to speak about the Sira Mishtaleach in its own right, not just because of the, you know, the Tshuva and the Vidui. But what I neglected so far to mention is that there's an enormous chiddush in this Rambam in addition. And for that, right, you need to know the background. The background is as follows. There is a debate between Rebbe and the Chachamim. It appears in Sugyan Shavuos, Sugyas in Yuma, whether or not Itzumo Shoyom is Mechaper, B'li Tshuva or not. Rebbe was of the opinion that Yom Kippur, Itzumo Shoyom, all things being equal, if you're not Mevaet, Yom Kippur, if you don't like reject, you know, the meaning of Yom Kippur, And also you're not like a completely incorrigible, you know, kind of a heretic. Those are exceptions. If you're not, as Divar Hashem Baza, then Itzumo Shayom is Mechaper. Right? Kiba Yom Hazeh, Yechaper Aleichem, L'Taher Eschem, Mikol Chatos Lechem, L'Fnei Hashem T'Taharu. Itzumo Shayom, the day itself of Yom Kippur, has a koach of kapara, a very remarkable halacha. So there's a debate between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe was of the opinion that it's even more remarkable, and that is that Yom Kippur is mechaper b'li tshuva. As I say, as long as you're not a moraid on about Yom Kippur itself or a min of some sort. And the Chachamim disagree. They're of the opinion that it's true that Itzumo Shayom is mechaper, but only lashavim, only to somebody who is a bal tshuva. Okay, even that's a big kiddush to say Itzumo Shayom is mechaper. However, the Rambam in this halacha, very mechudash, with regard to the Seira Mishtaleach, distinguishes in the requirement of tshuva between kalos and chamuros. I'm going to read one more time. Look again at halacha base. The Rambam says, Hakol miskaper b'sir mishtaleach. He says it twice, right? Sir mishtaleach vishu kaparo kol Yisrael. Hakol miskaper b'sir mishtaleach, right? It says twice that it's a kaparo kol Yisrael, hakol miskaper. And then he says, v'hu she'osa tshuva. Avalim lo asa tshuva, ein asar mechaper, ela ala kalos. So the Rambam's mechadesh, that the Seira Mishtaleach is mechaper, without tshuva on mitzvos kalos, you only need tshuva for mitzvos chamuros. The question is, where did he get it from? Moreover, it seems like it's against the Gemara. If you look at the Gemara, now let's just look back for a minute. Go back to page one for a minute. Second. If you look on page one, I'm just going to go back to some of the Makaros for a few minutes very quickly. The Mishnah says, Al Sharaveir, the first page one, line two, or line one. Al Shar, this is the Mishnah in the very beginning of Masachet Shavuos. It's a very long Mishnah. This part appears on Beis Amid Beis, but it's the first Mishnah. Al Shar Averos Shebetorah, right? Excluding Tumas Mikdash Vekadasha, which has its own special kapara, even on Yom Kippur. Al Shar Averos Shebetorah, Hakalos Ve'achamuros, Hazadonos Vashgagos, Mazid and Shogeg, Hoda Velo Hoda, right? Ase Velo Sase, Krisus and Mises Bezdin, Sira Mishtaleach Mechaper. Sira Mishtaleach is Mechaper. Of course, the Rambam, in Perik Aleph Chuvah Halacha Beis, is drawing on the language of this Mishnah. Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Roshuach, and so on. Okay. The Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis, look at starting from line 8. Al Shar Ver Shabbatara, Kalos V'Chamuros, Azdonos V'Ashgagos. So first the Gemara says, like, what is this? Hainu Kalos, right? Hainu Ase V'Los Ase. What's the difference between Kalos and Ase V'Los Ase? Chamuros, Hainu Krisus Amisus Bezdin. Hoda, Hainu Mezit. Lo Hoda, Hainu Shogeg. So the Gemara says, Zom Rav Yudachi Kamar. Al Shar of Erish Shabbatorah, Bain Kalos, Bain Chamores, Bain Shasim B'Shogeg, Bain Shasim B'Mezit, Osan Shasim B'Shogeg, Bain Nodas Fekon, Bain Lo Nodas Fekon, the Elu Heina Kalos, Ase Velos Ase, the Elu Heina Chamores, Krisos Amisus Bez. This is where the Rambam gets the categories from. So then the Gemara says as follows, Hayase Hechadami. When you speak about the power of the Seira Mishtaleach to be Mapir, the mitzvah say, right? What are we talking about? Idelo avad tshuva. if he didn't do tshuva, then zevach rishayim ta'eva. No korban can be mechaper if the bala korban is an avarian. At least that's the typical rule when it comes to chatas and asham and so on and so forth. So ida avad tshuva, ida lo avad tshuva, it shouldn't work. Ida avad tshuva, kol yom anami. You don't need Yom Kippur for that if you did tshuva, especially on a mitzvah stay. Tanya, as we learn, right, avar amitzvah saseh, v'yasa tshuva, right, lo zaz misham, ad shemochen lo. Right, we have this view that if you do tshuva on a mitzvah say, you're subject to immediate kapara, mechila. So what are we talking about that the Sira Mishtaleach somehow plays a role in mitzvah say? So the Gemara says, Amrav Zeir, but Omid b'mirdo. Really, he didn't do tshuva, right? V'rebi he. And this is Aliba the Rebbe. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, al kol aver shabatorah, bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, yom kippur mechaper. On all averos in the Torah, whether he did or didn't do tshuva, yom kippur is mechaper. Chutz mi porekol, megala panim batorah, umefer bris bebasar. Shim asa tshuva yom kippur mechaper, veim lav, ein yom kippur mechaper. Those are the ones I mentioned before, the incorrigible, you know, heretical type individual. And later on, the Gemara says also that a mevayit b'yom kippur. Okay. So the Gemara says, my time in the Rabbi, the Tanya ki dvar Hashem baza, za porekol megala panim batorah, es mitzvaso hefer, za mefer bris basar. Hikares tikares, hikares lefnei yom kippurim, tikares lachar yom kippurim. Meaning Yom Kippur doesn't help you when it comes to these incorrigible crimes. Yachal afilo asa tshuva, tamid lomar avona ba, lo amarti elu bizman sh'avona ba. V'rabanan, and what about v'rabanan? They darshan, hikares ba'olam hazeh, tikares la'olam haba. Avona ba, shim asa tshuva v'meis, misa memarekes. They did tshuva and he died, the misa will complete the kapara. Okay, so basically what emerges, the Gemara quotes the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether or not Yom Kippur is mechaper only with tshuva, the view of the Chachamim, or Yom Kippur is even mechaper in the absence of tshuva. That's a debate. But there's no distinction between kalos and chamuros, as far as we know, within the argument of Rebbe and the Chachamim. Right? Rebbe thinks that Yom Kippur is mechaper tzumos shel yom, and according to this Gemara, by extension, the Sira Mishtaleach, without tshuva. The pashtos that applies, bein b'kalos, bein b'chamuros. The Chachamim hold that you need tshuva, the pashtos even in kalos. So where did the Rambam get this idea? Very difficult. And indeed, this is the question that the Nosei Kelim asked, not my question. If you look back on page 3, they all point out this is a very, very difficult Rambam. Right? Everybody thought Halacha Aleph was difficult with the Vidui. Now the Rambam came up with something that seems to be against the Gemara. So look on page, page 4. Page 4, line 23. Rambam's, the Kesef Mishnah says, "Ramina d'aliba d'rebi afilo lo asa tshuva, sira mishtaleach mechaper. Aval aliba d'rabanan, dafka ba'asa tshuva, sira mishtaleach mechaper. Aval lo asa tshuva, ein mechaper." So the Kesef Mishnah is quoting the Gemara, basically saying there's a debate between Rabbi and the Chachamim. Originally, the debate is about Yom Kippur. The Gemara here in Shavuos is applying it also to the Sira Mishtaleach, whether tshuva is necessary or not. And then he adds, V'yadua, de'ein alacha k'rebi mechaverov, l'kach katzav rabbeinu, Uhusha asa tshuva. The Rambam paskens like the Rabbanan, not like Rebbe. And by the way, with regard to Yom Kippur, that is true and that is explicit. Look at the page 3 for a minute. Look at Halacha Gimel, line 21 on page 3. Bizman hazeh shein beis hamikdash kayam, vein lanu mizbeach kapara, ein shem ela tshuva. Bizman hazeh, there are no karbonos. All there is tshuva. Hatshuva mechaperes ol kol haaveiros, afilu rosha kol yomav, v'yasa tshuva b'achrona, ein mazkirin lo shum davar mirisho. Even if it's a tshuva all his life, right? There is tshuva. Shenemar, rishas harasha lo yikashelba, b'yom shuvo mirisho. And then the Rambam concludes, the atzmo shal yom ha-kipurim, mechaper l'shavim, shenemar, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Atzmo shal yom kippur is mechaper l'shavim. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between kalos and chamuros, unless you think it's an extension of what he wrote previously, so, which is why the Kesef Mishnah says, let's go back to the Kesef Mishnah on page 4 now, which is why the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam paskens like the Chachamim, that you need tshuva for Yom Kippur, right, to be effective. Oh, says the Kesef Mishnah on line 27, Masha kosav avlim lo asa tshuva ein asar mechaper ela lakalos. The chiddush of the Rambam that the Sira Mishtaleach is mechaper on kalos even without tshuva. Koshali, the hasa mashma, and the Gemara in Shavuot, the one that we just read, to the Rabbanan afilo avar aasei v'im lo asa tshuva ein sa'ir mechaper. Ule Rebbe afilo al chamuros mechaper below tshuva, chutz mi porik olam megala panim b'Torah, umei for briso, bebasar. It's our chiyun. So the Kesef Mishnah, I don't know where the Rambam got this distinction between kalos and chamuros from. In the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like Rebbe and the Chachamim argue across the board, kalos and chamuros. We paskin like the Chachamim, therefore it should always require tshuva. The distinction between kalos and chamuros is very difficult. Lecha Mishnah has the same thing, although he tries to suggest a reading for the Rambam. But if you look at Lecha Mishnah, starting from line 32, Bereish Shua, Somer B'Mishnah, Al-Shar V'er Shabbat Torah, etc. Od Omer Shom Hayasei Chadami, Idolov Tshuva Zavar Kashoyim Ta'eva, Idolov Tshuva Kol Yom Nami, Avram Mitzla Sebi Asa Tshuva Lozoz Misham Atshemokhin, I'm skipping over to page 5 now. Aveir Shabbat Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva Bein Lo Asa, Yom Kippurim Bechaper. L'chor Nira, the Gemara Hikshu, Nahi Mitzvah Saseh, Yidah Lo Asa Tshuva, Amayim Bechaper Lov Sir Mishnaleach, Azevach Rishoyim, Hu Vein Sar Bechaper Lov. The Tirtzu Da Asa Karebi, the Gemara answers that it's Alibah the Rebbe, Vim Kein Teim Al Rabbeinu, Ech kamer de sir mishtalech mechaper al bishalos a tshuva al akalos. Habe gemar omer de enochein al rebi. Ech et tirtzu ba omer bemir dov a rebi hi. Anan kaimel an karabana de lo karebi. Di karebi. Afilo chamuras nami sir mishtalech mechaper. Rabbeinu kasov dala chamuras eno mechaper. Kin vaday de pasa kirabanan. Vrein kasov le kamon. Atzmo shal yom kippur mechaper l'shavim. Yom Kippur itself is effective, but only l'shavim. B'hainu k'rab Yehuda, the paligadlei de Rebbe, k'raminu b'gemara, to the Rebbe afil le'inan shavim mechaper, ken eich kasa rabbeinu dal kalus mechaper. Then he goes on and he has a very, innovative suggestion of how to read the Gemara and how to be memayit, narrow the argument between Rebbe and the Chachamim, as if everybody agrees that when it comes to Kalos, you don't need tshuva, and the only debate is about Chamuros, and then he reads the Gemara in a certain way in Shavuos, and then he tries to square it that way. Most of the Achronim assume that the source for the Rambam is not the Bavli, that in Akhanami the Bavli does not, you know, seem to abide the Rambam's psak, at least this Gemara in Shavuos. But there is Yerushalmi in the beginning here, Masachat Shavuos, where there is a distinction between not kalos and chamuros, but esin and lavin. It seems there that there's a shita that when it comes to mitzvah saseh, that you don't need tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper b'li tshuva, and Sira Mishtalech maybe by extension as well. However, lavin do require tshuva. And the suggestion is that it's not the first time that the Rambam relies on Yerushalmi. Of course, the situation is a little bit different because typically the Rambam doesn't rely on Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Obviously, the Rambam felt that the global evidence on this matter is such that we should read the Bavli, or we should assume that the rest of the Bavli disagrees with the presentation in Masachat Shavuos, and that it's in accord with the Yerushalmi. Either way, the point I'm trying to make is that we have an unbelievable chiddush of the Rambam, which is either based on a very creative reading of the Bavli, according to the Lecha Mishnah, or the Rambam being convinced that the Deya and the Yerushalmi is the normative view, which is very bedochak, typically. So the Rambam obviously had to be very convinced of this, that we should make a distinction between kalos and chamuros when it comes to the Sira Mishtaleach. And that's the Rambam's conclusion. Oh. In the end of the day, when you put everything together, the way I presented it, right, the Rambam is just extraordinary. He begins Hilchos Tshuva with a Chiddush about Vidui and Tshuva. And he extends that, you know, to the Seifa of Halakha Aleph, when he talks about Karbonos, etc. Then it appears that he goes on a tangent discussing in extensive detail the din of Seira Mishtaleach in a way that we would have expected to find it in Nuchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, but it's presented here in Nuchas Tshuva. But focusing mostly on Kapara rather than on Tshuva. I mean, there is Vidui, but again, Kalos don't require Tshuva. And even Chamuras, it's v'hu sh'asa tshuva. You know, that's not the key. And as I say, the entire presentation sounds like Sira Mishtaleach as a standalone is the next topic after having articulated Vidui, you know, and its role in tshuva. The next topic in Hilchos Tshuva is to talk about the details, the scope, the Vidui, the parameters of the Sira Mishtaleach. And that's very peculiar. In addition to which, the content, you know, in which he makes a distinction between Kalos and Chamuros is very mechudash. Everybody jumps on this Rambam to try to figure out where he got it from and what is he doing. Oh. Now, why he came to this conclusion, it's hard to know. But I would like to suggest an approach to the Rambam, which makes, I think, all of this very important. And to do that, I just want to take a step back for the moment and contrast it with two other perspectives. One perspective is that of the Me'iri. The Me'iri in his Chibra Tshuva, let's see if I have the line here somewhere. I should have put it in the sheets, but I was in a bit of a hurry. Probably not the first time. Just one second. Yeah. The Me'iri, you know, wrote something called the Chibra Tshuva. And of course, it's a fascinating work. It has the Rambam as its background. Because once the Rambam wrote Hilchos Tshuva, you know, the world of Hilchos Tshuva was never the same again. Because he magnificently set forth, you know, all of these halachos, and the Rambam's impact, of course, is enormous, certainly on the Me'iri, but on anybody. So you could disagree with the Rambam, but you couldn't ignore the Rambam. Everything, you know, basically, you know, went through Hilchos Tshuva. But the Meiri had his own perspective on certain issues, obviously. And Chibur Tshuva is a very important and a very interesting Chibur. It's published in the Meiri in Tainus, after the Meiri in Tainus in some of the volumes of the Meiri. Either way, some have it as a standalone. The Meiri was troubled by the relationship between Tshuva and other modes of kapara. And he came up with a very simple formula, albeit I think one which is difficult to justify in all the Gemaras. And he basically attributed, I'll explain what I mean in a minute, this conclusion to the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. But if you look at the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, I think that the Meiri is going significantly beyond. What the Meiri basically said was, like, what is the point of Karbanos and Itzumo Shel Yom and Seira Mishtaleach? Right, how do they really work? So the Meiri basically suggested that these are mechanisms which concentrate or focus his orus l'tshuva. Really, everything is done by the tshuva. The catalyst, let's say, the mechanism that allows us to focus our tshuva and for it to be effective, that is the trigger, in other words, is Yom Kippur, Seira Mishtaleach, you know, Chiyuvei Misas Bezdin. But in the end of the day, it's the tshuva which is everything. That's a very basic perspective. I think it's hard to read in some of the Makoros, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh, but that's the Meiri's view. I'm going to read you a couple of lines. Nimtza says the following. Mikol makom sha'asair sibas hakapara va'atshuva hi hakapara. All the things that we always speak about as being mechaper, biur kulam ha'ara his orus hamagaslo be'ezem e'elo. It's he's stirred to do tshuva. Right, he's inspired, if you will, or motivated and inspired. He's able to reach, let's say, the madrega of tshuva because of these experiences. Vakol sibas hatshuva v'hi hakapara. Hu sharamas harav b'mar nevuchim v'sir mishtaleach shuliyosa ha'ara l'tshuva kol achatayim. The Rambam really emphasizes that the sir mishtaleach is includes kol achatayim. The Meiri understood it to mean that any chet can only be neutralized by tshuva, and it's the impression, the experience, the inspiration of Seira Mishtaleach or Atzmo Sheyom Kippurim or Yisurim. That's what brings you to tshuva gemura, but it's a tshuva gemura that does all the heavy lifting. Lo nirtza l'zvicha, and so on. Ad kedei kach, that the Meiri elsewhere, in his Beis HaBechira and Daf Mem, again on Pehei, Omid Beis, Pei Vav Omid Aleph, he repeats this idea quite a few times. And one point, he talks about Aaron HaKohen and his role as the person who says the Vidui, and he explains, She'inan HaVidui Shal Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim U'la'ora L'Kol Echad L'Hizvados Shevidduya shalom yuchan shabaon mala al shon kol Yisrael, which is the language of the Rambam, bala orer lios kalachad yachad mizvada al avonos of befrat. Kushaya koin gadol mizvada al sira mishtalayach, haya mizvada imo kol mishalibo nokfo. It's on page 456. Page 446 and 546 and 566 in the printed Chibur HaTshuva. Meaning, the Meiri says something very remarkable. He says that when the Kohen Gadol does the vidui on the Seir Mishtaleach, that's misleading. Really, when you see Aaron HaKohen or his representative doing the vidui on the Seir Mishtaleach, it inspires you to do your own vidui for your chatayim. And he says, Misha Libyo Nakfo will actually whisper along with the Kohen Gadol, right, his own chatayim. Now, he uses the language of the Rambam in a way to signify that. If you remember, I started out by saying, very strange that Halakha Beis begins not with the requirement of vidui, but with who's mizvada and how he's mizvada. I'm just going to read that language again. Rambam says, Sir Mishtalech Levishu Kapara al Kol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol mizvada alav al Lashon Kol Yisrael. Doesn't sound at all to me that's what the Rambam was saying, what the Meiri is saying, which is you're inspired by the Kohen Gadol, and the best scenario is that you're repeating with him your personal chataim. But that's how the Meiri understood it. The Meiri was troubled to understand what is the relationship, why does Sefer Mishtaleach work? How is it mechaper? And it's mechaper al kol avonos Yisrael, practically. How does that work? His answer is, it's the Sibas HaTshuva, but the Tachlis HaKapara is Tshuva itself. That's one perspective. I don't believe that, even though he says this in the name of the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, and he's borrowing from the language of the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, I don't believe that that's what the Rambam means. A second extreme or perspective can be found in the Rashba. Rashba says something also very remarkable. Look on page 1 second. Let us look on page 3. No, not 3. 1 second. Page 2. Does everybody have page 2, line 10? So something remarkable happened in the Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuos is trying to figure out what does it mean, Sir Mishtaleach is Mechaper Mitzvah Saseh. Right? You don't need the Sir Mishtaleach for that, because Tshuva alone does it. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case where he's Omed Bemirdo, and it's Aliba, the Rebbe, right, who says that Yitzumo Shalyom is Mechaper B'li Tshuva. And that's what we're talking about. So what the Gemara did, though, was rather remarkable, because the debate, I mentioned it when we first mentioned it, I mentioned when I first said it, the debate between Rebbe and the Chachamim in the original debate is about Yitzumo Shoyom Kippurim, not about Sir Mishtaleach. The Gemara in Shavuos, assuming that the debate about Yitzumo Shoyom carries over to the Sir Mishtaleach. How do they know that? Or on what basis? That's not what Rebbe and the Chachamim really argue about. So the Rashba asks this question. Rashba on line 10, on page 2, Koshali, Hashmaitin, the Mukmina Masdisin, the Alase Karebi, Yafagav, the Loava Tshuva, Vishum, the Yom Kippur, and Mechaper, Afbe Inam Shavin. The Masnisin, says the Rajba, Sira Mishtaleach Tani. Below is Kiri Yom Kippur, and Bach Masnisin. Right? The Mishnah isn't talking about Yitzumo Shalyom. The Mishnah in Shavuos is talking about the Sira Mishtaleach. The Rebbe Yom HaKippurim Shamanu Lo V'lo Sira Mishtaleach. How does the Gemara know that just because Rebbe says you don't need tshuva for Yitzumo Shalyom, that you don't need tshuva for the Sira Mishtaleach? obvious point, right? It's remarkable how Mar just slipped it in. Says the Rajba, the Eshlomar, the Ika Kaparasa Shira Shel Seira Mishtalayach, Mishum Tokfo Shayom Kippuru. The Afu Mechapel Rebbe, Afu Bishenum Shavim. The Rajba says, the way that the Seira Mishtalayach works as a Mechaper is it's not in its own right. It works as an expression of Itzumo Shayom. And Gemara, this is a question how to read it, that Itzumo Shayom is only Mechaper Besof Hayom, at least that's the view, La Halacha of men. Sira Mishtalech says, but, says the Rajba, Sira Mishtalech works of Kedusha Sayom or Itzumo Sayom itself. Earlier moment, there's an acute expression of Yom Kippur, and on that basis, it's Mechaper. That's how the Gemara knew that even though the debate between Rebbe and the Chachamim is whether you need Tshuva for Itzumo Sayom, nonetheless, who on this era Mishtaleach? Amazing. Then he goes on to admit that still that's not so pashut. He says, Elish Adayna Nitamiya, line 13, Im kein lama lo shanu b'mishnaseinu sira mishtaleach v'yom ha-kippurim. Why isn't the Mishnah itself? I mean, it's really Yom Kippur that does the heavy lifting. Ulredi have a mashma sira mishtaleach o Yom Kippur klamar af below sa'ir. Ot kasha shmaiten lepruka kama v'chein lo abzeiru de Birushalmi disay Yom Kippur mechaper miyad. He says it bishlomo, at least if Yom Kippur Itzumo Shayom was only mechaper b'sofayim, then at least you could say the Sira Mishtaleach has a function. Would say you don't make it till sofayim. Im kein Sira Mishtaleach lama. But if you hold like the view in the Gemara that Itzumo Shayom is mechaper during the day, then what's the point of the Sira Mishtaleach? So Yom Kippur mechaper below sayer, v'afilameis miyad. Yishlomer la'aveiro shenaseis b'shas shiluach, u'meis mitocha, shayom ein mechaper, shayomeis mitocha, right, but maybe the sayer will be mechaper. He says, oh, tzorich li'iyun. Okay. So basically, it's getting late, so let me cut to the chase. What I'm trying to say as follows. The view of the Meiri is that Sir Mishtaleya actually other things that look like they are independent Mechaprim are really just focal points or triggers to inspire a Tshuva Shleima. Tshuva Shleima does everything. That's the Meiri. The Rajba here is presenting us with a different model. Right, talking very specifically about the relationship between Sira Mishtaleach and Itzumo Shayom, and how the debate, Rabbi Nachman, about whether you need for Itzumo Shayom or not, over in the Gemara to Sira Mishtaleach. So the Rajba says, you know why? Because Sira Mishtaleach itself is a din in Itzumo Shayom. And then he gets to the trouble, why do you need both? Or to what extent are they even different? But the truth is that the Rajba's question is what motivated the Meiri is very powerful, and what motivated the Rajba is very powerful. What motivated the Meiri was clearly the idea that how could you get kapara without tshuva? It's not a game. It's not where you press a button, you know, you do a Sira Mishtaleach, you know, or Itzumo Shayom, or you bring a korban, you know, or you suffer Chai V'Mises Bezdin, and all of a sudden you get kapara. Says the Meiri, it doesn't make sense. These are just ways of inspiring tshuva. That's an important sensibility, even if you think that the details of it are Shitas Yachid. I think they are. The Rajba right, is also very important. Rashba saying, like, what's the difference between the Seder Mishnah and Sumo Shayom? Right, how do these work? And why should they be without tshuva? They must be the same idea. In my opinion, the Rambam is presenting a slightly different model. And this is what he was trying to do with Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. Number one, the Rambam thinks that Seder Mishtaleach is different than Yom Kippur, Itzuma Shel Yom, because Halacha Beis is Seder Mishtaleach, Halacha Gimel is Itzuma Shel Yom. In Itzuma Shel Yom, he paskins seemingly like the Chachamim, clearly, and that is that the effect of Itzuma Shel Yom is limited to Shavim. That's very explicit in Halacha Gimel. Seder Mishtaleach, which precedes this halacha, is where he makes a distinction between kalos and chamuros, that you don't need tshuva for kalos. So it would appear that he rejects the Rashba. It certainly seems that he rejects the Meiri. But what then is the Rambam telling us? So I think the answer is as follows. The Rambam didn't look at halacha base as a continuation of the seifa of halacha aleph to show you you need vidui and tshuva for other things too. But he wouldn't have written it the way he did. Halacha base of the Rambam is an upfront second method or mode of tshuva. What the Rambam was trying to say, in halacha aleph, the Rambam's telling you what is individual tshuva that targets individual chataim. If a private citizen, he has a record, you know, that needs squaring with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, whether it's Essen or Lavin or whatever it is, right? And he has to do tshuva. And he has to do tshuva with vidui. And if he chooses, you know, to go the route of kapara for his individual chet, let's say chatos vashamos, right? Even then he needs tshuva and vidui. And chayvei mises bezdin and tashlumin, all of that requires vidui and tshuva, or tshuva and vidui if you want to make the diuk of his flipping the order, etc. Then comes halacha beis. In halacha beis, he's not telling you, it's not a continuation of halacha aleph. And it's not meant only to be a contrast, oh, there's a way of kapara without tshuva, namely Seder Mishtaleach Bekalos. That comes only later in the halacha. Right? And it's not to tell you, oh, here's another area where you need tshuva and vidui, on the chamuros. Because then he would have started with that. And he doesn't. Halacha beis is telling you there's another model of tshuva. And that second model of tshuva is through the collectivity of Klal Yisrael. Moreover, it's through the symbolism of the Karban Seira Mishtaleach. So that's why he starts out by saying, interruption. It's not a tangent, right? He starts off in Halacha Beis. Where was Halacha Beis again? I think it's page 3. After telling you individual tshuva and halacha aleph. And by the way, an individual tshuva, what did the Rambam omit? Should add? Ola. He speaks about chatos vashamos. Even though you do vidui and you do tshuva, by the way, also on an ola, but that's not so much based on, you know, the goal there isn't kapara. He omits that. Look in Hilchos Maaser Karbonos just for a second, Perek Gimel, just to make that point. This is probably going to be on page 4. Why did I put, I think I, second.
Page five.
Page five?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. And halacha yudala, the last two halachos. 19. Ketzad somech. This is talking about a korban that you bring. Imaya korban kadshe kadashim. Mamida bitzap arav. Somizrach panav lamarav. Meaning he puts his two hands on the shnei korana v'mitzvada. Al chatas avon chatas. Al asham. Al ha'olam mitzvada. Avon asay. Avon lo sasay. Shanita klasay. Ketzad mitzvada. What's the vidui? Chatasi avisi pashati asisi kach v'kach. V'chazarti b'tshuva. L'fa kaparasi. Kari korban shlamim. Somich mekom bokom shiirtsa min azara. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. So this vidui on an ola, included in the vidui is the asisi tshuva, right? As there is in chatas and asham. Yet in halacha aleph, when the Rambam gives the example that vidui and tshuva are required, you know, in kapara, he omits ola. He only speaks about chatas and asham. He says, "V'chein bale chatos v'ashamos v'in korban asem al shigason ein miskapim b'korbanum ad shiyasu tshuva v'izvadu vidui dvarit." Obviously, the vidui during the smicha is a din in the smicha's korban, and that's a different halacha. That applies even to ola. Then comes halacha beis, seira mishtaleach. Lefishu kapara al kol Yisrael. Look how beautifully it begins now. Lefishu kapara, because if he was just talking about, oh, the need for vidui, and so he would say, you have to be mizvada. Then he'd say later on, oh, by the way, this is how you do it. But according to what I'm suggesting, the Rambam is saying there's a second model of tshuva and kapara. In addition to the individual one, which is through vidui and tshuva, there's a second one, sira mishtaleach, lefi shehu kapara al kol Yisrael. Right in the beginning, he wants to know, it's a collective kapara. Mizvada ala, kohen gadol mizvada ala. That's why it's so important to say right away that the kohen gadol does the vidui. Al Yisrael. Shenemar, Israel. Then he repeats again, Seira mishtaleach mechaper al kol averusha b'torah hakalos v'hachamuros, the range of it. Because it isn't just that it's mechaper on all katoim, for all individuals. It's the bundling. It's the fact that it's the corporate kapara for Klal Yisrael. And it's also the corporate, by virtue of that, it's the full range of his own averos. Not each one individually alone. Bein shavar b'zodim bein. The beins, this is all from the Mishnah, but bein shavar shkaga bein hoda bein. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's the comprehensiveness of it. And then he says, v'hu sh'asa tshuva. This is the Chiddush. Now, where he got it from, Shalmi, different reading of the Bavli, other Makoros. Basically, how could you have some sort of a kapara without an individual tshuva? It's very hard to understand that. It's certainly anathema to the Miri, as we said. So where does he get it from? Is one, and now even in the end of the day, even Itzumo Shoyom, the Rambam, Paskins like the Chachamim against Rebbe. Why do we have some expression of Rebbe in Sir Mishtalea? The truth is that the Rajba is 100% right. The Gemara quotes Rebbe in the Chachamim and applies it to Sir Mishtalea. It's Tamua. And the Lechemish is a little bit right too. But the Gemara really only applied it when it was talking about Asay She'omed B'mirdo. So I'd like to suggest as the following. Wherever the Rambam got it from, probably based on a lot of different things. The Rambam thinks this is a totally different model of tshuva. And that's why, again, it's the Kohen Gadol's Kapara, Al Gloshon Kol Yisrael, it's Al Kulam, Kol Averos, Bain, 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 Bain. And when it comes to Kalos, it can even be B'li tshuva. B'li tshuva is Omed B'mirda. Probably what it doesn't require specific that he do tshuva. Because in a way, as long as he can be made, and as long as he identifies with the avoda of the Sira Mishtaleach and with what it is that Kal Yisrael is trying to accomplish in that avoda, the collectivity of it is the basis of the tshuva. The Rambam doesn't mean that in Kalos he's miskaper, even though he's moreid. Otherwise, he's ever kashayim toeva. But what he means is that you can jump on. If it's only kalos, then you're not considered a moreid. You don't have to have specific tshuva to be part of the tzibur. And therefore, you can be part of the tshuva. It's an interesting thing. A lot of the Achronim ask about this Rambam, you know, the vidui of the Sira Mishtaleach. Where is the Faret Asachet? And others ask, and where's the Kabbalah Lahaba? Different Achronim. Like, why is the Sira Mishtaleach's vidui not consistent with Nichamti Yu Boshti Mikol Maasai, with everything that the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph? Where did it all go? Right? The Minchas Chinuch says that you see from the Rambam's emphasis that Aaron HaKohen was Mechaper, was Mizvadeh, right, on the Sira Mishtaleach, you see that you can have Vidui Ayidei Shliach. So they say in the name of Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim didn't like that Minchas Chinuch. So the Rambam doesn't say anything about Shlichus. Meaning what Reb Chaim was trying to say was this idea, the Seira Mishtaleach is Mechaper B'toras HaKorban as a Tzibor. That's why it requires Aaron a Kohen. That's what the Rambam means. Sira Mishtaleach Fishu Kaparo, Kol Yisrael, you need the Kohen Gadol because of his office. He's not a Shliach. He's more than a Shliach. He represents not each individual. He represents the collective of Kali. He's the right one to do that. Right? He's Ma Misvada Lushon Kol Yisrael. So again, the Achronim give different, why isn't there Vitzorich Lefari Tisachet? How come there's no Kabbalah al-Abba? Because those are, like for the Meiri, that the Kohen Gadol was saying it and everybody was mumbling his own individual confession in Nochanami. Right? But if it's a din in Tshuvas Arabim, then of course it's not going to be, I mean, it's an implicit Kabbalah al-Abba, but Kabbalah al-Abba is a highly individualistic, and Piritachet is also highly individualistic. The Seira Mishtaleach is the different model of tshuva. It can be a tshuva even without tshuva, but not Omei B'mirdo. That the Rambam doesn't say. But he, you know, he's part of the, by being part of the avoda. In that respect, parallel to, at least the Seira Mishtaleach is some sort of a mechaper. There's a debate whether the Sira Mishtaleach is really a korban, something we've discussed over the years, either in terms of its relationship, the yin and yang, you know, with the Sira Nasa Bifnim, or in its own right, or maybe different stages it was or isn't. Right? What about Lachar Hagrala, Lachar Vidui, Lachar Shilua? Rajba here actually talks about two deos, whether Shilua Chasayir, spoke last year, I think, about Shilua Chayde Ish Iti. But the Rajba here in Shavua speaks whether the Shilua Chasayir is Betoras Korban. Or maybe the Tosefta says that Sirah Mishtaleach doesn't work without a Korban. So the Rajba has 2 days. If you look here at the Rajba, just give me one more minute. The Rajba says, where was the Rajba again? The page 3?
Page two.
Top of the page. Right. The top one, starting from line 2. What does it mean the sa'ir is not mechaper below korban? It's a strange language. Not everybody has a girsa. This is what it means. Even though they did the hagral of the lottery, and you know which is the sar la Hashem and which is the sar la Azazel, doesn't matter. Ela imkein nishtaleach. The shiluach is part of what makes the shilucho kari korban. These are important languages in the Rajba. Lefisha shneim shavim hakori bifnim b'mishtaleach v'shebifnim korban l'Hashem v'asheni mishtaleach l'azazel. The shiluach is when is an expression of the mishtaleach being a korban. Inami, another pshat, it's lefarish yom kippur b'chaper below korban but sar nasu bifnim. Below korban sira nasa b'fnim. If there was no, like as man hazeh, we have Yom Kippur, we don't have any korbanos. Ma'ashen kem b'sir she'enem mechaper, elm kem kidem shal shem shenasa b'fnim. It doesn't mean the shiluach ha'sayer, saying the sayer is only effective if there's a sira nasa b'fnim la'ashem, l'fnai v'l'fnim. So what's really going on here? I think what's going on is that the process of the sira mishtaleach is a din tzibur, it's a tshuvas tzibur. And one of the reasons that it works is exactly the reason why Sira Mishtaleach is an unorthodox yet korban, or at least a kiyum korban together with the Sira Nasa Bifnim. That's something we've spoken about again in years past, and that's the following idea. The idea of Yom Kippur is the idea of a straight, simple, extremely challenging, but straightforward loyalty test. This is the day of Kulol Hashem. This is the day where we are called upon, right, to demonstrate our absolute commitment to Ruchnius. Right, we stand almost the whole day. We don't eat. Right, it's a day of Tefillah. And a day of Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's a day in which the choices are stark and clear. Our two seirim, Shavim B'mara, Koma, L'kichasan Kiachad, one of them is going to end up in a much more intimate place than any other korban, the Sira Nasa B'fnim L'fnai V'lifnim. And it's identical twin, practically, doesn't have to be identical twin, but its counterpart is going to be thrown off a tzuk unceremoniously. That's going to be its shechitas korban. The whole time we're, you know, looking to see what's happening to the drama between the two seirim. That itself, when you understand that, is a kiyum in tshuva. Unless you're Moreid Bo. Meaning, the idea that on Yom Kippur, if you're not going Lefnai V'Lefnim, you're going off the Tzuk, L'Azazel, is basically an expression. If you identify with that, if you are part of that, then that is, that's a form of tshuva. It's not the tshuva on individual chataim. It's the tshuva of all Klal Yisrael with the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. The shiluach of the Ish Iti, by the way, spoke about last year, you know, who even could be a czar and even could be tamei, showing the accessibility of it, even though the minhag is to make him a Kohen. But at the end of the day, that stark choice is a powerful statement of purpose, which is what tshuva really, especially for the Rambam, the reason you need vidui in tshuva, the reason that tshuva is the conclusion of Sefer Mada and the gateway to Sefer Ahava, is because tshuva isn't about just neutralizing chatayim. Tshuva itself is about avodas Hashem. It's about reconstituting and reassessing and elevating your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What could be more powerful than either the Sira Mishtaleach with its stark choice, or frankly, if you get through the whole day successfully, Itzumo Shayom, which is Mechaper. That's why Rebbe can have the opinion that Itzumo Shayom is Mechaper, right? Even Lemisha Enosha. Unless, if you're Porek all, or you're Mefer Bris, or you're even Mevayit in Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is not going to work for you. It's not like, oh, if you're mean to Yom Kippur won't work for you. Meaning, if you don't have a sensitivity to understand what Yom Kippur is and the spiritual opportunity that it presents, then, of course, Yitzumo Shel Yom is not, attaching yourself to Yitzumo Shel Yom is not a mechaper. And the same is true with regard to Sira Mishtaleach, but the parameters of that are a little different. In Sira Mishtaleach, if you have a chamuros, you can't just melt into Klal Yisrael with chamuros. You still have to address those individual chatayim. And if you don't get any of the benefit of Sira Mishtaleach, perhaps, or at least you don't get benefit vis-a-vis that, because we're still talking about, you know, kapara of everything. But if some of the things divide you from Klal Yisrael, they make you a morid. What being porek ol and being mevayit b'yom kippur does for Yitzumo Shel Yom, right? Not doing tshuva, lahalacha at least, b'chamuros does in the Sira Mishtaleach, because they're slightly different emphases. The Sira Mishtaleach is a kind of a karban, and it's a collective kapara. Yitzumo Shel Yom is an individual kapara, right? By virtue of how you integrate yourself into the holistic Kulo LaHashem of Yom Kippur. But at the end of the day, despite the differences, which accounts for some of the details, both the Sira Mishtaleach and Yitzumo Shel Yom, in other words, the two unusual Yom Kippur methodologies are in fact approaches to tshuva itself. Bein l'Rebbe and Bein l'Chachamim. And therefore, halacha beis and halacha gimel of Perek Aleph of Tshuva are dedicated to these dinim. Is it a coincidence that the only time that the Rambam speaks about a chiyuv tshuva in all of Hilchos Tshuva, mentioned this in the past, is in Perek Beis, when he talks about Yom Kippur? We have that here also. What page is that? This is page 4. Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Yom HaKippurim, Huzman Tshuva L'Kol Yachid U'L'Rabim, Ketz Mechila L'Slicha L'Yisrael. Again, it's Tshuva L'Kol Yachid U'L'Rabim. And you get that through the Sira Mishtaleach and Yitzumo Shel Yom, both. Who kates mechilo slicha li Yisrael, lefika chayavin makol asos tshuva, ulizvados biyom kippurim. That's the only time the Ram says that there's an obligation of chiyuv tshuva. Typically he says, when you do tshuva, there's a chiyuv vidui. What's also fascinating is that the vidui of tshuva on Yom Kippur is actually shorter than the vidui of Kol Shana, right? Halacha ches. Havidui shenogu b'kol Yisrael, aval anachnu chatanu, hu ikar avidui. There's a whole literature on this. Some people say, no, he meant like v'chule, you know, like the long one. But I think this is the point. The point is that, according to the Rambam, there are two, largely speaking, I'm grouping Sir Mishalech and Yitzum HaShayom together, even though I think that there are nuanced differences between them, as we see, both in the Gemara and Halacha Beis and Gimel. But this is an alternative, this is a different way of doing tshuva. It's a holistic kind of a tshuva of tahara. And for these reasons, some of the dinim are different. Indeed, you know, when we say all those al-chets, you know, again, we've talked about them in the past. It's a very, the litany is long and it's wide. Right? None of us know anybody who violated every one of those al-chets. This year, you know, people are looking for ways to shorten, you know, the tefillah. You know, they want to cut out this and that, you know. Understand, they want to get shorter. It's important to make it shorter. What they cut out is a different issue. But the, you know, maybe you could save some, you know, some minutes by cutting down the al-chets. Only say the ones that are relevant to you or to your community. But I think the answer is no, don't. I'm saying it rhetorically. Don't quote me. You know, I think the full al-chet is important because it reflects tshuvas ha-tzibur, anything that you can imagine. And for other years too, and it reflects comprehensive and total tshuva. In both respects, it's different than targeting individual. You also have to do that. But this is a different avoda. And Hashamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu, it's also general, not the Gazalnu. And, you know, al chatoim shanu chayavim ola, al chatoim shanu chayavim chatos, and ola first, even though you bring a chatos first. There are many indications. And when do we say the vidui? Differently, this is something the Rav used to speak about, differently in tefillah balachash, it's part of the Actually, Shemoneh Esrei itself, right? And it's later, right? It's flipped where it is in for the Tzibur, for Shliach Tzibur, right? We have it in the very end. Shliach Tzibur has it integrated into the Tefillah. Once again, demonstrating that there are two elements in this tshuva. But it isn't just, oh, the Yachin and the Tzibur. The Tzibur component even affects, to some extent, how we go about the Shel Yachid. So I want to wish everybody a Gemar Chasima Tova. Again, as we said, it's been a very trying time and a challenging time for Klal Yisrael, as a Klal. Of course, every individual has their own, you know, losses and challenges and even modalities that focus on the tzibur, as I say, cannot ignore. It would be remiss if we were ignoring or bypassing, you know, our personal situation. That's ABC. That's a sine qua non. Of course, you have to do tshuva on individual chataim and in an individual way. Tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, ma'abirin, tzroa, ha-gezeira. Every individual is davening for himself and his family, like the Kohen Gadol and his family, and all of Klal Yisrael. At the same time, when you experience something as a tzibur, you know, which we all have, you know, in our communities, in our homes, in our communities, our families, our communities, and even as members of larger Klal Yisrael, as members of the world community, you know, Chen Ten Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu Al Kol Ma'asecha. the idea that Yom Kippur, in the form of the Seir HaMishtaleach, as well as Yitzum HaShayom, each in its own way and emphasis, provides for the mechanism of Tshuvas HaRabim as well, is exceedingly meaningful. Exceedingly meaningful.
The Rambam in Halacha Gimel, when he says Bizman Hazeh,
yeah.
So and you need to do Shuva. Once you have to do Shuva, what are you gaining from Yom Kippur? He says even Yom Kippur Atzmo shall Yom Kippur Mechaper Lashavim. So then you're not gaining anything. You had to do Shuva anyway. Yom Kippur give you that you didn't have before?
Right. This is what I was basically saying.
Yeah. I was trying to get what you...
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Meaning that this is a different kind of a tshuva. And it won't apply if you're not... By the way, I think the language, although I'll make one other ha'ara, and that is in Halacha Beis, when he talks about chamuros, in Sir Mishaleach, Ram says, Mehusha asa tshuva. And in Halacha Gimel, when he says that Itzuma Shayom, you know, is limited...
Lashavim.
It's Lashavim. The Gavra Shavim. Mm-hmm. But I think that's exactly the point. It's not, if it's Lashavim, then in a holistic way, you know, then Itzum HaShayom does its powerful, you know, has its powerful effect. It's a different halacha. You need tshuva in both cases, or at least it'd be to be counted among Shavim, but it's a different, way more holistic, much more comprehensive, much more positive and ambitious tshuva, the tshuva of Kulo Lashem. So I want to wish everybody Gemar Sima Tova. We shall have a Shnas Chaim, V'Shalom, and as I say, we should, you know, have only Simchas and Soros Tova.